Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This happened around 2019. I'm happy to say I'm a 25-year-old female, but at the time it took place, I was 19 years old. A little backstory is I live in Queens, New York, in a very populated area. I always used to walk from my house to the gym and blast music on my headphones all the time. It's like a 45-minute walk, and I was never scared. I always used to do it. Besides, there's so many people around that what's the worst that can really happen? Or so I thought. Now on to the story. I was on my way back home from the gym. For some reason, I had heard a voice in my head telling me to turn back and that I was in danger over and over. I had my headphones on and I had decided to listen to completely silence my music. I then decided to look behind me. And I had seen a white male with a blue t-shirt and dark jeans and black and white Converse shoes. I honestly don't know how to explain it, but the look he had while he was staring at me from behind wasn't a perverted way, but more of a psychopath.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I wouldn't know how to explain it, but it wasn't anything flirty at all. And besides, even if it was, I would have never put myself in that situation. After I noticed he was following me, every time I stopped, he stopped. As well as every time I walked, he walked. And he had me like that for a good 4 blocks. That is, until I then saw a fire hydrant, and I decided to sit on top of it and smoke a cigarette to think and relax, and just see if he would pass me. Well, turns out he didn't. And with me being so stressed out, I had never paid attention to the store in front of me that had a clear glass door, and there was a guy inside with his bike speaking to someone on the phone. Please remember him, as this is really important in the story. Well, I threw half my cigarette, and I decided to go in the grocery store and then get a water bottle, just so the store attendant won't think I'm weird and just standing inside the store. I went and grabbed the water bottle and paid the store attendant, and as soon as he saw me, he had noticed my face that I was in distress. And mind you, my hands were also shaking as I had handed the cash to the clerk, because I mean, who knows what this freak wanted to do to me. The store clerk then asked me what was wrong, and I had told him a guy is following me. He then asked me who it was so he could check the cameras. Lo and behold, the psycho was standing next door. Maybe like a minute passes by, and remember when I said the door had a clear glass door? Next thing you know, he had pressed his face right against the door with his two hands, and we then made eye contact. But his stare wasn't normal. Never have I dreaded something so much at that time. My heart dropped into my stomach, and I felt like I wanted to vomit in all seriousness. Thank God the guy never entered the store. I probably stayed in the store for about 15 to 20 minutes when the store clerk then told me,
"He's gone now. You're safe."
I was so scared to go outside though because I had like a 15-minute walk home, and who knows if he had crossed the street and was planning to hunt me that way. I'd opened the door and looked from left to right and across the street. I had 1 foot in the store and 1 foot out the store. I honestly didn't even want to leave at that point still. So remember when I said there was this guy who was on the phone and had his bike next to him? Well, he wasn't on the phone anymore. And he had also noticed my face and how I looked so scared. I was honestly shitting bricks at this point. So he had asked me what's wrong. Well, I told him that a guy was following me and that I'm really scared. He had asked me who the guy was, and then he had went on to describe what the guy looked like and asked if it was him. I immediately told him yes and asked him how he knew. Well, what he said next gave me even more chills. He then said to me,
I saw him waiting outside the store, and he had asked me if I'd seen his girlfriend, that she had went inside the store.
He also said that he was standing around for a good 15 minutes. I had never felt so scared in my life. Well, if I told you before, my heart dropped into my stomach. Well, this time, I almost shit it out. He had offered to walk me home safely. And honestly, at the time, he was my angel and a blessing all at the same time. He walked with me home the 15 minutes. And honestly, I'm so thankful for him. I don't know if this is that scary to most of you, but it definitely fucked with my head. My advice to all of you is to always trust that voice that you hear in your head, and always trust your gut instincts. I'm a 5'6", 13-year-old female, and I have rather short, dusty brown hair and gray eyes. I've been told many times that I look much older than I am. I've been looked at by older people many times before. Now that you know this, I'll go on with my story. I'm the oldest of five kids, and every week my mom will go to Walmart for groceries. Well, last week she brought me along, and our first stop was the shampoo aisle, and on the other side of the aisle was the hair dye. My mom had gave me permission to go get my color, and as I was looking, I had heard someone walk on the aisle with me. I turned and saw a rather tall guy that was most likely late 20s or early 30s, and he made direct eye contact with me. I looked away, and he got behind me. So close, in fact, that if I reached out my arm, I could have touched him. As I was figuring out which color I wanted, I saw out of the corner of my eye, the man raise his phone up as if to take a photo of me. So I then panicked, grabbed the color I wanted, and I then walked very quickly back to my mom. I told her what happened, and she had told me to stay near her. My mom is one of those very protective mama bear types, and when I told her, she was already seeing red. As we went around the store, we kept seeing him, including when I went to the bathroom. My mom had told me that he walked past the door and looked at her, then walked away. Whenever me or my mom would look at him, he would turn down a different aisle, and it had really caused our anxiety to raise. We got all of the stuff on the list as fast as possible, but once we got to the register, my mom realized that I grabbed the wrong milk brand. She didn't want me to go alone, but I told her that I would stay in a place with a lot of people. My mom was just getting over bronchitis at the time, so I didn't want her to walk around any longer. She agreed to let me go, and she told me to stay observant of my surroundings. I told her that I would, and I grabbed the milk and walked towards the freezers. I had stayed close to a family, but they had walked to a different direction. When I got to the freezers, I had then realized that I was now completely alone. As I was switching out the milk, I had then felt as if someone was behind me. I turned around, but I didn't see anyone. But then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the man. The same man from before. Luckily, he hadn't noticed me yet, so I took this opportunity to put an earbud in and start talking to myself as if I was on the phone with someone. The man saw me now, and he started to walk towards me.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I turned to the side as if I didn't see him, and I had pretended to fix my earring. He saw my earbud, muttered what seemed to be, "Oh shit," and then walked away. I finally made it to my mom, told her what happened, and she then hugged me as I cried. This all happened rather recently, and it's really made me be much more observant than I already was. No person out there, young or old, male or female, should ever have to experience this. Stay safe, everyone, and thank you for listening to my story. This happened when I was 16. At the time, it was October, and I would often go for walks at night and listen to music just to decompress and collect my thoughts. Once in a while, I would see something strange, but for the most part, I never had any particularly bad encounters with anyone. That is, until this one night. It was about 12:30 a.m., and looking back at it now, it was really stupid to walk alone that late at night, especially as a young girl. But like I said, nothing bad ever really happened to me before. I remember I was walking to the park in my neighborhood to swing on the swings because that park has a very pretty view of the city. However, as I was walking there, I got a very bad instinct. Like, I had this bad feeling that something bad was going to happen to me. I should have just turned around then, but I figured I was just having anxiety. I remember walking up the street to cross the main road to get to the park across the street, when I saw this turquoise-looking car sitting idly with its headlights on. Though it was a main road, it was late at night, so there were no cars out. So when the car saw me, it started driving towards me. I got a bad feeling, so I started walking up the main road. The car started slowly driving behind me. The road is 30 miles per hour, so when the car didn't just drive past me, I had then suspected that they were following me. I was right. I kept walking and the car kept creeping behind me for a few blocks. I remember getting scared, so I just got my phone out and got on it. I kept looking back and trying to make it obvious that I was aware they were following me. I tried to call my mom, but she didn't answer. So after a few minutes of being terrified and the car hadn't stopped, I called 911. I put the operator on speakerphone and I told her the situation. I looked back and I saw that the car had slowed down about half a block. I thought the car had maybe stopped for a few seconds because the headlights were blinding, so it was really hard to see what was going on. I then realized that the car was in fact still following me, just at an extremely low speed that from the distance made it look like they had stopped. This had creeped me out even more because I thought the car was trying to trick me. Soon after, the operator had asked my location. I then saw the car slowly make a U-turn and then head back down the street. I told the operator that I didn't need them to send anyone out because the car had turned around, but I had had a feeling that the car might come back. So I quickly walked to a nearby alley that I had found and walked all the way down, looking over my shoulder every few seconds just to make sure that no one was following me. I hid for about 20 minutes behind a dumpster on the side of the alley. I made sure I was out of view from anyone passing by the said alley. After about 20 minutes, I had decided to get up and leave. As I was leaving the alley, I had heard a male voice then yell out, "Hey!" I then ran out of the alley, only to find that at the end parked in the front of the alley was the same car that had been following me. The car was sitting with its lights on. I decided that it wasn't worth risking going back up the alley, so I had decided to just run right past the car. I held my phone out and had faked a phone call saying that I'd be home shortly. I was about 30 seconds away from my house, so I just booked it the whole rest of the way. I didn't even check behind me. I just ran. I got home safely, but I was left with a lot of questions. I thought that I was safe waiting in that alley. I didn't think anyone had seen me hiding, but I guess I was wrong. The whole experience had me really shaken up. I hope by submitting this story, it'll really encourage more people to be more careful about walking alone at night, as well as always be wary of your surroundings because I really thought I was safe by myself, but I was wrong. My name is Haley, and I was searching for some sort of flat to move into right after I graduated university. I was 22 at the time, and I was struggling to find something. I was living in university accommodation, but once I graduated, I had to be out. I didn't want to move back to my hometown.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I felt like I had unfinished business where I was, and I wanted to get a job here for a while. I decided to check Facebook groups, and like I said, it was really difficult to find anything. I knew I'd need to have roommates, but I didn't feel great about my options. There were lots of groups of guys wanting another roommate, and as a female, I just thought, hell no. I ended up desperate though as graduation approached, and I found an older man who was seeking a roommate. He claimed to have moved to this area after a divorce from abroad, but that he was originally from up north in England. Now, for anyone unaware, northerners here tend to bond together, at least in my personal experience. I was living down south, but I felt like him being a northerner made him feel a little more trustworthy. I know it sounds strange, but also remember, I was really desperate at this point. Now I was 22, and this was literally last year. This guy stated in his post that he was 40 and that he had a spare room for someone, but that he'd prefer someone who wasn't going to trash his house partying. He stated that he wanted to meet all potential candidates, and he also said that he wanted no funny business. I thought it was worth a shot because I was becoming dangerously close to having nowhere to go but back home, and I thought he seemed like a chill older guy, and I figured we would stay out of each other's way if I was chosen. As I write this out, I can see how sketchy that it all sounds, but it really didn't seem so bad as it was happening. Anyway, I messaged him and he seemed harmless. He said to give him a few weeks and he'd get back to me. I thought that this probably meant that he didn't want someone my age, so I just accepted defeat but said okay. However, he did end up messaging me back only a week later, asking if I'd like to meet up at his house to do a tour. I said yes, and we arranged a date and time. When we met, the man was standing outside the house and greeted me. I went alone because I wanted to be a grown-up and not rely on others. I told people where I was and they had the address. They knew that if I didn't check in, to come to the house and call the police. The man had told me that we'd both pay rent, but as we stepped inside, he told me that he actually had a mortgage but wanted a roommate, so would actually rather the roommate just pay for their own food and such. It felt weird that he lied about things, but honestly, that would work out cheaper for me. And as he explained how it would be good for me to not waste my money on rent paying someone else's bills for them, the more that I found myself agreeing with him. I mean, he definitely had a point. He then showed me the downstairs. It was a big house. Living room, downstairs bathroom, kitchen. The dining room was attached to the living room, and there was a games room. I remember thinking, wow, I've hit the jackpot here. He told me there were two bedrooms, but when he went to show me the upstairs, I then suddenly didn't want to go up there. I don't know. I guess I just felt a bit vulnerable entering a bedroom with him on my own. I said this, and he sort of laughed at me. He said it was fine because my room wasn't up there anyway. Well, if my bedroom wasn't up there, then where was it? And why go to show me up there? This is where it gets really strange. He told me that my room was in a basement, enterable from the outside. Now, in England, basements aren't very common. Most houses, I'd say, don't really have them for various reasons. He went on to explain that he had it converted to get a bed in there. This sounded odd to me. Doesn't that sort of thing take up a lot of time? This man was a divorcee just back from abroad barely 6 months ago. It just seemed pretty random that he would have had this done in such a short space of time. But what did I know? My degree is in politics, not architecture. Anyways, he led me outside and round to the side. I hadn't noticed it before, but there were some steps leading down to the basement. He opened the door and then gestured for me to go inside. I approached the door, but I felt really uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know why exactly. I could see it was really dark inside, and it was a bit chilly feeling. I asked him if there was a light, and he said,
"Yeah, just go inside and hit the wall."
That was a weird way to phrase it, I thought. I backed up a little, and I said it looked good to me. I tried to start walking up the stairs backwards, holding the crusty black railing, but the man then told me,
"You haven't even been inside yet."
I kept walking backwards and then said something about not needing to look right in, that I could see that it was fine. I then said that I felt too cold and that I didn't need to go right inside the room. The man watched me as I walked up the steps, and then when I reached the top, he grinned at me, flashing all of his teeth.
"Sure, sure," was all that he said, in an eerily calm kind of way.
It was just creepy. He closed the door and locked it, and then made his way up the steps as well. I walked far away to create distance, and he asked if I wanted to come into the house to talk some more. I said no and that I better get going, but that I loved the house and I was really looking forward to hearing from him again. He grinned at me, and he held out his hand for me to shake it. I shook it nervously, scared that he'd do something, but he never did. I walked off, but just before I was out of sight, something had told me to turn around, and I noticed that he was watching me as I walked away. I felt chills, and as soon as I got home, I blocked him on Facebook. I now see just how reckless I was going to this guy's house, for even considering him in the first place. But you live and you learn. I didn't move there, but I did find somewhere to go. I ended up moving in with two guys and a girl. It lasted a year, and then I needed to find something else. Well, I haven't been able to, so it looks like I'm moving back to my hometown. Then I'll just have to figure out what I'm doing when I get back there. I'll just have to live with my family until I figure out what I'm doing.
I'm typing this now at 1 in the morning because I can't sleep. Let me give you a little context, I guess. I live off the side of a main road in a small town in Kentucky, in an even smaller community, and a lot of not-so-friendly-looking people walk up and down the road at all hours. Around me on the property is me, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and his family. My husband and his brother drive trucks for a living, and they are over the road during the week, so we're pretty much alone. For that reason, I won't be using any names. At around 9 p.m., I was sitting in my bedroom going over a creepypasta that I was going to tell on my live scary story show that I had started on Facebook. Little did I know I would be living out my own true scary story tonight. Out of nowhere, my little Yorkie and daughter had started freaking out, saying they heard knocking outside. I assumed it was my sister-in-law coming to tell me that my husband's outside dog had gotten loose, which tends to happen on rainy nights such as this. But when I got to the door, there was no one there. It was a windy night, so I assumed the wind had blew something against the house and just made a sound that had scared them. I then returned to my room to get back to work on the story and then left my door open. Then I heard it. I was trying to convince myself that I was hearing things that were not there. Just to be safe, I went to have a look. And no one was there. I told myself if someone was there, the security camera would have alerted my phone of any motion. I gave up on writing my story for a brief moment, and then sat in the living room to see if I would hear the knocking. I did. It wasn't a light tapping like one would hear if the wind was blowing or a house settling, but it was 5 actual knocks. I ran to the door, and no one was there. I began to panic because it sounded as if it was the side of the house out of range of the camera. I figured just to be safe, I would call my dad to come take a look around. When I called my dad's phone, my mom answered. The conversation went as followed. Hey mom, I think someone's outside my house knocking on it.
Honey, your daughter thinks someone's outside her house. Okay, he's putting on his shoes, he'll be there in a minute.
While I waited for my dad to make the 2-minute drive, I had called my husband to keep me calm while I waited and tried to play it off like I wasn't in full-on panic mode in front of my daughter. And I then went ahead and sent my daughter to my room, and I told her to lock the door, since her door didn't have a lock on it. My husband was telling me that I was overreacting, which I fully believed him, but I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. One thing about my dad is he may be little, but he can be very intimidating. And if his loved ones are in danger, you better run for your life, because he can really turn into a mixture of the Hulk and the Flash in no time. So my dad gets here and walks all around my house and up and down my yard, and then verified that no one was here. I explained what we were hearing, and he had said the same thing my husband said, that we were just scaring ourselves. Shortly after, my dad leaves, and I then hear gunshots outside my house. I grabbed my husband's shotgun and then ran to the door in panic, and I then started turning lights off. I looked outside, but I didn't see any sign of anyone. My husband then calls, and he had said to grab his gun and then get our daughter into our room calmly, and then lock the bedroom door. Yeah, she heard the shots too, so there was no calmly to it.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I asked what was going on, and he explained that my sister-in-law had called her husband complaining of the same knocking at her house. Then my husband called his father to let him know, and he had complained of the same knocking at his bathroom window. And he had went outside to make a point to whoever was outside messing with us and began to shoot some rounds off to nicely say,
I'm armed and I'm not afraid to use it.
What really put it all together into reality for me was the fact that I hadn't even spoken to neither my father-in-law or sister-in-law to tell them about the knocking, because I assumed it was just my imagination. So how would they have known if it didn't actually happen to them as well? I asked if I should go outside and shoot some rounds off myself just to make a point of my own. He advised me not to do that because this person may very well have been trying to lure someone outside this whole time to do God knows what. This has triggered a flashback to years ago when we were in our old single wide on the same property, when I came face to face with a man trying to open my back door when I was home alone. So yeah. Now I'm awake and I'm typing the story at 1 a.m. sitting next to my husband's gun on the couch while my child is in my bed finally sleeping. I really advise everyone out there to always keep your doors and windows locked at all times and to always trust your gut feeling. If something doesn't feel right, then it probably isn't. Stay safe out there.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, Caps has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at Caps guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
From athletic stuff like a full-court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half-mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.